Hi, I'm Patricia Stallworth, the author of Minding Your Money, with today's Money Minute. It's Friday, and it's time for the word of the week. Our word this week is home office deduction. I chose home office deduction, or HOD, because it's one of those most overlooked deductions that both business owners and employees may be eligible to take, and don't. One reason they don't is because they have heard that it's an audit flag. And another reason is that they think they need a lot of detailed information to deduct it. And if that's what you think, you could be wrong on both counts. There's no evidence that having a home office deduction is an audit flag, and with the new simplified version of calculating the home office deduction, all you need to have is the number of square feet in your home office. For example, if your office is a 10 by 12 room, the number of square feet would be 120, which is 10 times 12. You would then multiply that number by $5, and that would give you your home office deduction, which in this case would equal $600. Voila! Now, there are limitations to this new simplified version, and that is that the maximum square feet you can use is 300. So if your space is larger than that, you might want to use the regular method that requires more record keeping. Also, be aware that space must be used exclusively for your business or to do the work for your employer. There's no sharing allowed. Our word of the week, home office deduction. If you're eligible for it and don't take it, it could cost you big time. And when you multiply that over the course of several years, we could be talking really big money. And that's the minute for today. Don't forget to visit my website at psworth.com and sign up for the Minding Your Money movement. Download a copy of the handbook so you can get started right away, making your money work harder. Thanks for listening. And as always, remember that minding your money really is the path to a richer life. I'm Patricia Stallworth for the Minding Your Money Minute. For more information, visit mindingyourmoneyminute.com.